نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, tonight is the 11th of Muharram 1443, and it is Laylatul Jumu'ah, a special night, a special place. I just asked Maulana Zamir now, how old is this masjid? He said 2 years. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us, أكثروا من الصلاة علي يوم الجمعة. Authentic hadith in Sunan ibn Majah. Read abundant durood sharif, salawat, salutations upon me, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the night, on the day of Friday. What is the wisdom behind it, brothers and sisters? The best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week. So wherever we are, keep the tongue moist, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read the entire Quran Sharif, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters. You won't find a single verse that Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala commands us to do something, and He Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is doing something similar, except Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, verse 56. What does Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla say? Inna Allah, verily, Almighty Allah, wa malaikatahu, and His angels, yusalluna ala nabi, they're sending salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So for Almighty Allah, it means the special, special mercy. For the angels, it means they're making dua every minute, every moment. Ya Allah, elevate Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa rafa'ana laka dhikrak. That we elevated your name, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Idha dhukirtu dhukirta ma'i. When my name is taken, Almighty Allah's name, then your name is taken after that. And for us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, 89 different places in the Quran Sharif, Almighty Allah has mentioned this phrase, Ye to ashiqana khitab hai. Allah is addressing us with love and compassion, elevating our rank, our status. Now you saw what Taliban did. Ye to imani quwwat hai, imani taqat hai. So that is iman. Sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Read salat and salam upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we say, As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. We say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We say Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second message for the night of Jumu'ah, the day of Jumu'ah, authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. Man qara'a surat al-kahf yawm al-jumu'ah. You know the first wahi revelation came to the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in ghar. Ghar-e-hira. Ghar means a narrow cave. Kahf means a broad and wide cave. So man qara'a surat al-kahf yawm al-jumu'ah. Whosoever recites Surah Kahf on a Friday, the night of Friday, the day of Friday, man qara Surah Al-Kahf yawm al-jumu'ah, adaa lahu min al-nur ma bayna al-jumu'atin. Allah Jalla wa'ala will bless us with radiance and effulgence from one Friday till the next Friday. It's a lengthy topic. My topic for tonight is the letter meme. The letter meme. Why the letter Mim? MashaAllah, we came to this masjid. First time in my life I'm coming to Scottsboro. And we all knew that these areas were no-go areas for us under apartheid. Today the house of Allah is here. Masjid. Why is a masjid called masjid, brothers? Did we ever wonder, ponder? We read now behind Mawlana, MashaAllah. We met before Mawlana. So anyway, we meet so many people, so I don't remember, but I thought maybe the first time. So MashaAllah, Masjid-e-Ikram. So what is the meaning of masjid? We read Salat, wonderful recitation by Muaz Amir Khan. So you see, we stood, we bowed down, we prostrated. But Allah Azza wa Jalla, my brother, He loves sajda so much. Masjid, the place of sujood, the place of making sajda. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّي وَوَسَاجِدُونَ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى That the nearest, the servant, the slave comes to Almighty Allah's mercy is when you are in sajda. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. So beg Almighty Allah in that posture and position and beg Allah for acceptance. So that is why it's called masjid, because Allah loves it. All of you contributed, mashallah, Allah accepted. And Allah says, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ Masjid singular, plural masajid. Anywhere in the world a masjid is built, mashallah, it belongs solely, only, exclusively to Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. You can have your trustees, directors, management, all that is fine, there's no problem. Today's talk, my brothers, I want to give you the history of masajid, the fazail of masajid, the hukuk of masajid, tarikhul masajid. Allah Jalla Wala selected anbiya, prophets and messengers alayhimu salatu salam for this noble task. The first masjid on the face of this earth, Masjidul Haram, Baytullah, Kaaba Musharraf. We the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam erected it, established it, built it. And then as time passed on, it was reconstructed by Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. Imagine Anbiya alayhi salam. And father and son, after building it, they went around 7 times to see there's no defect in the structure and edifice. And Allah loved it so much. Oh Khalilullah, every person who comes here, he must go round the Baytullah 7 times to perform the tawaf. The tawaf of Umrah, the tawaf of Hajj, the tawaf of Ziyarah, tawaf of Wida, whichever one it is. The non-Muslims, they ask me on the radio, for what you'll go round and round and round? So what you're doing, you're crazy or what? You say, no, we the most sober people. No wine, no swine, no dine by us. That we leave for you. We are the most sober people. So why we go round and round? You see, when your clothes are dirty, then you place it in a washing machine, and it spins and goes round and round. So we go round and round. مَنْ طَوْفَ بِالْبَيْتِ خَمْسِينَ مَرَّا خَرَجَ مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَّتُ أُمُّهُ When you go round and round the Baytullah, 50 tawafs you have performed, you come out so pure and cleansed, like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. That is Muslim. So remember, there's the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. Masjid, second masjid, in chronological order, Masjidul Aqsa. Aqsa, Masjidul Haram. Today, if you keep a son's name Haram, our people are simple, you know. They will say, this child is halal or haram child, understand? Our people are buzruks, you know, understand? In Bukhari Sharif, it comes, you must remember that in Bukhari Sharif, it comes, Haram radiallahu anhu is Anas radiallahu anhu's uncle, and he says, when the arrow arpar ho gaya, when the arrow entered here and came out of the back, the blood was gushing out, oozing out. I raised my hands like this, how we make dua, and I covered my whole face with the blood. And the last word, Sayyidina Haram radiallahu anhu, Sahabiya Rasul uttered, Fustu wa Rabbil Kaaba, that I am successful. Oh Allah, I take qasam of your Baytullah. See, Sahaba, that they met Allah and their face was filled with blood. They knew that the Muslim, our history is not written in black and white. Our history is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i Rabbani and ulama-i Haqqani, the true ulama. And the red blood of the shuhada. So that is Masjidul Haram. Second masjid, 40 years after that, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Nabi Adam alayhi salam lays the foundation, everything. And remember Masjidul Aqsa. You read Surah Yasin, وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ. Aqsa means from the far distant corner. Subhana, chapter 17, verse 1. Subhana الذي يسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى. So the second person to reconstruct Masjid al-Aqsa, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. After he reconstructs it, hadith in Sunan Nasai, he begs Allah. Today you know the conditions, you had so many problems in this part of the world. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. So tonight you read two rakat salat and read the dua I teach you now. So chapter number 38, verse 35, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam is begging, beseeching, petitioning Allah. Rabbi habli mulka la yambaghi li ahadim min ba'di. Ya Allah, you grant me such a magnificent kingdom. No one ever must have such a great kingdom. Innaka antal wahhab. That's the word you must recite, I must recite. Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhab. Ya Allah, you are the best of giver. Give me this kingdom, Ya Allah. Fa'atahu, Ya Allah gave him. Go see Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam story in the Quran. No time now. Second dua he made, Uwati u hukmi hukmak, Ya Allah, when I pass a verdict, judgment, it must concur with yours. When we were in school, they used to tell us, they steal orders from us. So you need the wisdom of Solomon to unravel this knot. You need the hikmah, the intelligence of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. And then he made dua for me and you, South Africans, wake up now. So remember, you go to Masjidul Haram first, you go to Masjid Nabawi, and thereafter you go to Masjidul Aqsa. Man ata hadhal bayt, who comes to this house, this Masjidul Aqsa, la yuridu illa salata fi, with no ulterior motive, hidden agenda, but just to read salat there, kharaja min dhunubihi kayawmin waladatu ummuhu, you come out so pure and cleansed like the day your biological mother gave birth to. So my brothers, we have Makkah Mukarramah, then we have Masjidul Aqsa. In time of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my mothers, I hope you're listening, my sisters, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming. They never saw the Master alayhi salam before. Thani's name, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is coming. They never saw Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. The daughters of the Banu Najjar tribe, the carpenters, Najjar carpenter. So they went out, young daughters, 3, 4, 5 years old. They got the duff, and they are, you must remember, hitting the duff. And what they reading when they welcoming Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You entering Medina, you entering Kuba, Ya Rasulullah. Nahnu jawarin min banin Najjari, Ya Habbada Muhammadun Jari. Nahnu jawarin min Bani Najjari. We are the daughters of the Banu Najjar tribe. Oh excellent, Ya Rasulullah, Oh Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have become our parosi. You have become our neighbor. See how elated the daughters, the children were. Adults is a whole chapter, my brothers. First thing what the master did, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, opened Siratul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The master alayhi salam put the first brick. And then the second, Saniya's name, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq placed the brick. First thing in Masjid Quba. Thereafter, then they went to Medina Munawwara. The land belonged to two children, orphans, Sahal and Suhail. So they said, we'll give free. Said, no, we must pay. Who paid for that land, my brothers? Who paid for that land? Half of you went to Masjid Nabawi. Allah take us again and again. Bar bar hazirin nasib farmai. Every day read two rakat salat. Allah protect Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjidul Aqsa. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu took out 10 gold coins and he paid for the land of Masjid Nabawi. Every salat read there, the reward goes to Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Every etikaf, every durood sharif, Everything that is done there, the reward goes to him. Study about Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Then we see we have Masjid al-Haram, we have Masjid al-Quba, Masjid al-Aqsa, then we have Masjid al-Quba, we have Masjid al-Nabawi. All four built by Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam to show us the elevated rank and status of a masjid. Let's come to our continent, Africa. Which is the oldest masjid in Africa, my brothers? It's first of Ramadan, 20th year after Hijrah. Fatih and Misr, Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes. They conquer Egypt. 80 Sahaba, between 70-80 Sahaba. They sat there in Cairo, if you've been there. And the magnificent, beautiful masjid named after him, Masjid Amr bin As radiallahu anhu. And lo and behold, they build the masjid. And the whole history is written there, mashallah. So next time you go to Cairo, it's not only the pyramids and the Nile. Go visit and read Salat there in Masjid Amr bin As. Radiallahu anhu. See meme everywhere. Our beloved South Africa, what is the history? Do we know our history? There was a person, Imam Twanguru Rahimahullah. He was incarcerated. We know the history of the politicians. Ma'al Asafi Shadid. But how unfortunate this Ummah is. Our people, our great people, we don't know their history. Imam Twanguru Rahimahullah was incarcerated at Robben Island from the year 1781 to 1793. 13 years he spent at Robben Island. My youngsters, my children, you're becoming Hafiz. The first Quran Sharif that was written in South Africa by Imam Twanguru. From memory he wrote it. If you go to the masjid there, Oval Masjid, so you will see there's a showcase there, and that is the copy, but there's not original copy, it's photocopy. You know why? Because South Africa, they might steal our Quran also, Allah forbid. So you know how things go in South Africa. So you must remember 1781 to 1793. 200 years before our democracy, 1794, our first masjid came. You, my sisters, who was the person who gave the land and the sand for that masjid? Who? Every ruku, every sajda, every tilawat of Quran, Sarki Fandikap. Sarki Fandikap. The first masjid to be built in South Africa, the land was given waqf by a lady. Now you work out from 1794 with 2021. How many years have passed? You come to your Natal, our Mehman family, the proper name is Johari. But you know, we make a little bit all mix up in that. In Malawi, if you go, they speak Mehman with Tajweed. We make a little bit mix up, you know. Asaj Rakunda Sida Karuta, you know. But they hale to like. So you must remember, it's a Johari family. If you go into their history, you will see they used to sell jewelry. But when they came here, they made Johari into Javeri family. So they built the first masjid here, your Jumma Masjid, in Natal. Your second masjid is after Grey Street, Jumma Masjid, your West Street Masjid. You come to where I am, there, Johannesburg and so forth, Transvaal. Our oldest masjid, remember, Kirk Street Masjid. Kirk means Kirk Street. So the old. And the second oldest, the hometown, my hometown, Heidelberg. So it's the second oldest masjid in Transvaal. So what a rich history we have, my brothers. So understand what is a masjid. So that was as far as the history goes. Now let us come to some fadail and virtues. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, demise took place in the 11th year of the Hijrah. And in the 9th year of the Hijrah, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the masjid. The Hujra Mubarakah is here, Surah 49, Surah Hujurat. And the masjid is there. When the Master alayhi salam came out Fajr time, one lamp there, one lantern there, one lamp. Who put these lamps? They said Tamim. Tamim Dari radiallahu. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so elated and delighted. He said, O Tamim, if I had another daughter, I would have given her to you in nikah. So my brothers, every cent you have spent here, mashallah, I'm so impressed with this, you know. So Allah ta'ala make, you have to make ikram of the masjid, Allah will make your ikram, my brother. Understand that. So masjid, now let's start. What's this? Mimbar, pulpit. So what happened? Sahaba saw Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam leaning against the date tree and then delivering the khutbah. but placing his Mubarak hand. Hassan Basri, the sage of the age, used to say, Imam al-Hassan al-Basri, he say, O Ummah, where's your love and ishq for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Master alayhi salatu salam placed his Mubarak hand, leaning against the tree, the date tree. And when the Sahaba built the minbar 3 steps, then and left the tree started weeping and crying. And today if you go, we can show you the exact spot, Ustuwane Hannana, where it sobbed and it cried like a small baby and a child. But does Ummah won't cry? See? Think about it, my brothers. So mimbar, does mimbar is not ordinary, is mimbar a Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 1967, the apartheid rogue regime of Israel, Moshe Dayan, the small Dajjal in them came, right till Masjidul Aqsa. In 69, the Australian Jew came and he burned this mimbar. Do you know whose mimbar that was? I saw a portion of it. You must remember Nuruddin Zamki's mimbar. A masterpiece of a mimbar. Such a mimbar and pulpit made of wood, but not one nail was knocked into it. But the Jutlas came, burnt our masjid also. The top portion was burnt and the walls, and then the mimbar was burnt. They say, no, this Jutla was but crazy. So I ask them, which Jutla is right in his mind? You understand? So you occupy our masjid in our area for 73 years. So that is your mimbar. Then your musalla. See, mim. So the beauty of the masjid is not the musalla. The beauty of the masjid is the musalli. You are the beauty, my brother. So make sure you are making this masjid abad at all times. I don't know Maulana well, I don't know who's the Mutawalli, but all with meme. Mutawalli also meme. So my Mutawallis, all throughout the world, my one appeal to you, as your humble son, as your humble student, never close the masjid, brother. Please, never ever do that. When we had lockdown, all that, I went to 2-3 masjids where I read, I told them, you're closing. He said, no. I said, don't worry. Whatever you want, we there. You want imamat, we will come. You want Jummah, we will come. You want etikaf, we will come. So mashallah, right through, we left it open. You leave the masjid open, Allah's special mercy will come to you. When you enter the masjid now, you're supposed to read the dua. Which dua are you supposed to read? Allahumma aftahli abwaba rahmatik. Ya Allah, open your doors of mercy for us. So the masjid is a super spreader of Allah's mercy, my brothers. So always remember, that's my special message to all of you. Thereafter, mashallah, then from now, how many Ramadan you'll finish? One or two?
Two.
So mashallah, from now make intention for etikaf. Who is going to sit for etikaf, all that? So mashallah, you make all the arrangements from now. Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Mohana Muhammad Zakariya, Nawarallah Marqadahu, you know, that last etikaf of his life was here in Stenger, 1981. We also came, alhamdulillah. The last week, Allah Ta'ala reward our Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Tutla, rahimahullah. So, and all the brothers and sisters who were very active in Stenger. That was the last etikaf. First Shaban, 1982, Hazrat passed away. But do you know who's Hazrat Sheikh, my brothers? Hazrat Sheikh Nawarallahu Marqadahu, before entering Masjid Nabawi, before Adhan, is to always enter, and every time would enter with the right foot, and remember, with wheelchair, but put the right foot, and read, Allahumma aftahli abwaba rahmatik, read Durood Sharif, and it's to say, nawaitul i'tikaf ma dumtu fil masjid. Nafil i'tikaf I'm making. So one student asked, Hazrat, kitne martaba aapne i'tikaf kiya? How many times you made i'tikaf already? He said, agar Allah ki bargah mein ek bhi kabool ho gaya, to hamara behra paar hai. If one only got accepted, then we are already successful. See, brothers, me and you, we won't think like this. So therefore, we are the mehman of Almighty Allah. We are the guest of Almighty Allah. Now we see dirt here, does that. We won't die. Nothing will happen. Just pick the dirt up. You don't have to wait for Maulana. You don't have to wait for Muazzin. See me, Muazzin. I read as a Maghrib Salat nowadays in Ispingo Beach. I married Ispingo Beach, my brother-in-law, sister, old. Our Mohana Ismail Karim, my big shot secretary, he's here also. I called him my secretary anyway. So, he's our Buzruk, you know. So anyway, so I saw the Muazzin there in Ispingo Beach. So I went to him. I said, Muazzin, how are you? Alhamdulillah. I say, Muazzin, how many years you making azan here? Muazzin is Pingo Beach Masjid. Now Maghrib time after Maghrib. He looked down, he said, 46 years. How many of us will go kiss his hand? We say, ye buzruk hai, ye buzruk hai, muazzin buzruk hai, no one makes salam to you. You know who is muazzin? It's sahih hadith. Al-mu'azzinuna atwalun nasi a'naqan yawm al-qiyamah. On the day of qiyamah, the muazzin, his neck will be not like a giraffe, but very, he'll be walking with honor and dignity, because he was inviting people to the house of Allah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah. And not when I was young, you know, I never was interested in all that. In the shop, but I used to play in our shop there. So I know the people used to stand outside. They say, gena mama, gena mama, gena mama, gena gari, you understood? So he's making gena pagati, get inside the masjid. You see? So Allah elevates him, you must remember that. So you, my elders, today I read this. And I told my ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafizahullah. I said, Hafsa, please, you must listen to this lecture. I want to say something, first time in my life I'm saying. You heard now, 70 I finished Hifz by Hafiz Limalia, Hafizahullah. 74 I went to Karachi to study. Lo and behold, in 74, when we were in Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri's madrasa, Rahimahullah, Hazrat passed away in 77. When he passed away, the ulama used to say, Jamal bita, Jalal bita, Kamal bita. One of the most handsome ulama I saw in Indo Park. Jamal. Jalal, you walk in front of him, you start shaking. We saw ourselves, Ustad used to shake. And Kamali was Muhaddisul Asr, one of the greatest Muhaddis. Anyway, so that was, so the Egyptian delegation used to come sometime. So the one Sheikh came, Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil Husri. Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil Husri. The Ustad of Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad Rahimahullah and the Ustad of Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil Husri is the same person. So they asked the Sheikh, these are the two giants. So who's better? So see, Ustad also got Kamal. He said in Qirat, Sheikh Abdul Basit is better. And in Hadar, Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil Husri is better. So Hadar is when you read normal like this. So anyway, now we give you the incident of Sheikh Mahmoud. It's also a meme. Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil Husri. So his father, grandfather, all of them, when those days, he passed away in 1980. Then when I was in the Haram, remember in 74, 75, King Faisal's time, King Faisal was Shaheed in 75. So they told him, Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil Husri, where they give Adhan, oh Khalil Husri, go read Qirat there. The whole Haram Sharif silent, listening to his Qirat. I was there present myself with Allah's wazal. Adhan min Fadli Rabbi. I want to show you my children, my elders, my mothers, when they were there in Egypt, some remote area, they used to read Salat in the sand. No carpets and all that. All this what we got was beyond their perception. So in 80, you can see 40 years, 41 years ago, he passed away. So when he was young. So his elders saw a dream. Mahmoud Khalil, elders saw a dream. One night, two nights, three nights, that from the tree, the grapevine and all, that the juice is coming out. People are drinking, 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 but not getting finished. So they went to one big sheikh, you know. And told sheikh, what's all this? He said, how many children you got? He said, I got Mahmoud and this. He said, no, take Mahmoud and put him in madrasa. He must go learn hifz. Do you know what happened to Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil Husri? Let me tell you 5-6 things quickly. Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil Husri, the first person in the world, awwalu man sajjal al-Qur'an, the first person to record the entire Qur'an. You know, before the CDs and it, we used to get the cassettes. So he had the whole Qur'an. Bi riwayati Hafs, according to the Hafs riwayat, it was him, first person in the world. Then he recorded the entire Qur'an Sharif, bi riwayati Warsh. Then the third time he did it, bi riwayati Qalun, like our Ustad, our Sheikh there, there in Madinah Munawwara, mashallah. So you must remember, if you open that, you will find Dr. Usman Taha Al-Khattat, the one who wrote the Quran Sharif. He wrote it. You know how many times he wrote? 7 times he wrote the Quran, my brothers. No computer. When I went and met him in Madinah Munawwara, I asked him, Sheikh, I can't even sit on your sofa. Take your hand out, I must kiss it. He said, for what? He said, but you wrote the Quran. How many times you wrote? He said, 7. I asked him, how long it takes you to write one Quran, Sharif? He said, 3 years. 21 years he wrote Quran, my brothers. Me and you read 2 suparas, we're catching fish, you know. We think we are going fishing, you know. Yeah. You know you Durban guys, how you understand. Where are you going? I'm going to catch fish, you understand. So Allah knows best. So my brothers, think properly this type of thing. What thing? Mahmud Khalil Husri goes, studies by his shuyukh, all this. First person to read Quran Sharif in the White House. First person to read Quran Sharif in history at United Nations. First person, you must remember, that made it world famous how to read Quran according to Hadar, proper pronunciation. People used to listen to those cassettes, then CDs, and become hafiz of the noble Quran. See, that is when you have ta'alluq. You know why all this happened? What was that? We're discussing masjid. So they were reading there, you must remember, in the open field. His father, grandfather, when they saw people reading, I was very young, I still remember, we used to play with the sack. So they would bring the sack, they would bring a torn musalla, put there. He said, no, read here, don't read on the sand. They made khidmat of the musalla, Allah najam kadi abetab. You understand, my brothers? What Allah did with the grandson to the son, made him world famous. So you must not think, today I can't understand, you know, that who they will choose. Be honest about this. If you got 3 sons, which son you will put here in Amzinto Madrasa, Karisa Bridges now? See, this guy can't make it in school, man. Bichara, put him in Darulum. He'll become a buzruk there. Understand? The rest we will send somewhere else. So my brothers, you must take the best and then see if your niyat is right, what Allah will do. So masjid, I want to explain to you about this masjid. The masjid is the epicenter. In lands where I am, we have more than 50 masajid. And Ramadan time, I think these muazzins, they have some meeting, you know. Because we're majority Muslim, there nobody says anything. So they put that thing full volume, you know. Even I wonder that. Summertime, 3, up past 4, 4 o'clock, and they got competition, who can give the loudest azan? You know? But no one speaks that thing because the Muslims, they mashallah. My AK, but no AK-47. You know, other guys, they mashallah. So brothers, you must remember that. That's one side of the coin. Now come to the other side of the coin. We go to Cordova. Do you know what is Cordova? Muslim Spain. We ruled there for almost 8 centuries. If you go to that masjid, then you will find that Ibn Hazm was there. You will find Qazi Munzir was there. You will find the giants were there. Allama Qurtubi was there, who wrote Tafsir Qurtubi. So they were the greatest scholars of their time. When I entered the masjid, the police came and they surrounded me. I'm just dressed like that with my wife. And we can't speak Spanish. So no prayer. Okay. So we walk inside our masjid. It was the biggest masjid in his time, with a roof. And if you look at the design, exactly like Masjid Nabawi. And the piano, the music, the women with miniskirt, and everybody walking. Our masjid. We came to the first serf, they got it cordoned off. So another group of police came, and they said, no prayer. So I told my wife, they're saying there's but one thing, they can't stop us. So we'll stand here, and let us raise our hands and make dua. Now how you make dua in a place where you know the history, that it was your biggest masjid as far as the area went, but today Allah's name is not taken there, because this ummah neglected going to the masjid. This ummah got so engrossed in the worldly activities. With my own eyes I saw, South America we've been 5-6 times with Allah's help. Go to Uruguay today, Montevideo and all. It's one country in the world, 5 million people approximately. Not a single masjid in the whole country, till today. In South Africa, I said this on radio so many times. One family, you don't need visa, nothing. You just go today, you land in Montevideo, and go speak to the authorities, you can put up a masjid. But who? Allah will choose somebody. When I went the first time, it was Ramadan, and I cried. And I said, Ya Allah, I'm in such a place I can't find. Then I found out, you see, but there's no masjid. So I met one brother from India. I said, Aap kya kar rahe ho? He said, Main IT ka kaam kar raha ho. So I said, But Jummeh ki namaz, I asked him Tarawih. He said, Main bahut thak gaya, main namaz na wade parte. I said, Chalo, where you read Jummah? He said, In the embassy, they open a little bit there, Egyptian embassy, and then chutti, we go, we finish. Till next Friday. So then when I came back, I spoke to the ulama, Ya Allah reward them. I said, with you're doing so much work in Brazil, Argentina, all those countries, Paraguay, why you don't do anything Uruguay? Now, mashallah, fast 5, 8, 10 years or so, that our madrasa is there, our ulama. But not masjid. It's a small room like this and so forth and so on. But now when I went to do the history, there were 3 masjids there in Uruguay, Montevideo. One masjid, they turned it into a church. When I walked in there, I walked in like it was Sunday. And that pastor, priest, whatever, was delivering a lecture. So I walked in straight and I walked to him. So he came down. So he also got long jubba. I also got long jubba. So we hug one another. So I said, priest, at least we look same, like, you know. But I told our guys, quick, quick, because me, I don't understand these things too much, you know. So I said, just see which way is Qibla and all. Masjid turned into a church. Montevideo, Uruguay. Another one we went, the government took it over, but on the tiles, you must remember, you will still see Quranic verses written there. They made it a marine, you know, this museum and aquarium or whatever and all that. Third one, no naam, no nishan, nothing. When this ummah keeps the look with the masjid, Allah will make your son like Sheikh Mahmud Khalil Husri. Allah will make your son like Allama Yusuf bin Nuri, rahimahullah. But when we don't do that, my brothers, then remember this fear. I saw with my own eyes, Arabs, millions, not thousands, millions, go South America, and they went right out of the fold of Islam. When I went to Argentina, so Mar del Plata is like the British Durban, right by the coast, December, January, you can't get place, back to capacity. So our South Africans put up a beautiful masjid. So I asked the one brother there, I see you talking with that girl, she's Muslim. He said, no, Sheikh, you know they call everybody, Sheikh, not Muslim, fool. I said, what you mean, no? He said, half Muslim. Half Muslim. He said, no, Friday she come mosque and Sunday she go church. So half Muslim on Imran, you see. So, we learn new things when we travel. They still can't give fatwas and all that. They, we have to win them over. So I told him, his name Jamil. I told him, Jamil, just now fasting time is ending. Me and you, we have to make dua. Half Islam, no good. You want to marry her? So we're going to keep her name Jamila, you Jamil, but full Muslim, no half Muslim business. So we make dua, we cry, whatever. After 1-2 years, I meet Jamil. I say, Jamil, how's business? He's half still. He said, no, now full. He's right like that. I say, church? He said, no more church. Only mosque, masjid. I say, they say mosquita there. So, see, again, meme came, mosquita. You see? So you must remember this, my brothers. So see, halat. Arabs, born Arabs, some Sahaba's ulad, children of Sahaba, they have the names written, they can't read it. They forgot Alif, Ba, Ta, Sa also. Our ulama, Allah give them jazai khair. They're teaching them the Arabic alphabet. See, brothers. So I beg you, brothers, that please, this masjid you put up, you made masjid and ikram the name, you honor it, you look after it, you keep it abad, daytime, nighttime, everything. Then see, I give you one last incident happened in our masjid. You can ask anybody, Jami Masjid, Lanesia. So there was a brother, we all call him, you must have been Coogan. You know what I'm saying? Abbas by Coogan. His factory's name is Coogan or something. 35 years he said etikaf in the masjid whole month. Not last 10 days. Whole month, 35 years. Lo and behold, he fell sick and so forth. His Jumu'ah, he told his son, take me to the masjid. He read the Jummah Salat, everything. The Imam Sahib was making dua. In the dua, he passed away in the masjid. This happened now, you see. This 1-2 years. So brothers, give our life to the masjid, give our life to sahaba, give our life to Deenul Islam, and see what will happen in your life as well. Allah will keep Islam going on and on and on, inshaAllah. So masjid, you got masjid, you got here, and you got mutawalli, all these things, and then we all will enter Jannah. There also is meme. What? Ulaika ashabul maymana. Everybody will become a Maiman. Not Maiman language. Everybody will get their book of deeds in the right hand, inshallah. My time is up, brothers. We got 3 radio stations. They all got their programs. We thank all our Maulana Zamir, all the trustees, all of you. And mashallah, our capital group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, and all the other directors, Hafiz Shabir Basha, Faisal Asmal. And all of you make dua. Tomorrow we'll be in Phoenix for Jumu'ah. And inshallah, that at night we'll be there in Ottawa. So my message to you today, because we're in a new masjid, I said, let me speak a little bit about masjid, and inshallah, it will be a good thing if we can protect and look after our masajid and make the hukuk, fulfill the rights of the masjid. Man akhrajal adhan min al masjid, banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah. Hadith in Ibn Majah, you see dirt here, take it out. You take it out. Allah says, I'll give you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah says, he'll give you a palace in Jannah. So keep everything tip-top. When I used to teach them there in Darul Uloom, I used to say, in life, fulfill your duty with beauty. Everything, we must take pride in our things to do. Today is Jummah, Mawlana, you must do it. Hazrat Mufti Shafi said, quickly, there are 3 references I give you. Hadith in Ibn Majah, Jammiruha al-Jumu'ah. Every Thursday night, Friday, make bakhur, make loban in your masjid. Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah rahimahullah wrote, you must remember that he says, in time of Sayyidina Umar, they appointed a person, Nu'aym al-Mujammir. You know, India, Pakistan, you sell topi, then topi wala, you sell socks, moza wala. So his name became Loban wala. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib, who we met, Grand Mufti, passed away in 76. He wrote in Adabul Masajid, Ye sunnat matruk ho gaya hai hamare masajid. We have abandoned the sunnah. Bring your loban, Mulana. Bring your bakhur. One of your brothers, don't put everything on Mulana. Take the responsibility that we will apply the bakhur. We will apply the loban in this masjid, inshallah. So Lord, we got 1-2 minutes. Let's make dua, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma la uhsi sanan alayk. Anta kama asnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafiina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ahlu. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Allahumma izzal islam wal muslimin. Allahumma ansuril islam wal muslimin. Allahumma ansuril mujahidina fi kulli makan. Allahumma ahfaz بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Ya Allah, forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep this masjid abad and all our masajid abad. Ya Allah, protect our masajid, Ya Allah. Protect Masjid al-Aqsa, Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the brothers who made these programs, our Hafiz Wadi, the coordinator, and others, reward them, our Hafiz Basra, our Dawood Mondli. Ya Allah, all of the brothers who are here, give them hidayat, accept their families, make our children ulama and huffaz, Ya Allah. Protect us, Ya Allah. Protect our children, our students, Ya Allah. Subhan Rabbika Rabbil عزة ما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.